Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That is very good. In fact, text away 651-461-9226. With the president not winning the Nobel Peace Prize, who will kiss up to him the most? Who will kiss up to him the most? I already saw Megyn Kelly's out there strong. Hugh Hewitt's out there strong. Somebody's trying to think, congressman is trying to get like legislation to still award him the Nobel Peace Prize. We'll confirm this with Major, but Adam and Dave are here too. I believe I saw this two places today where you had to submit your entry to win the Nobel Peace Prize by January 31st. Is that correct?
It's very early in the year.
Great day, my birthday.
Yeah, in honor of your birthday. But, so in other words, you know, when he solved 74 wars, none of that is a factor.
No.
Right? Which also makes it even more ludicrous when Obama won it. So Obama won it just for campaigning.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, the Obama one is absurd.
Absolutely.
Hope.
Yeah.
And change.
I mean, that's it. In the Greek columns, you know, and apparently he wasn't George W. Bush. Okay, we play a little game here that occasionally we hear something, and so we have to play the little games. Go ahead, Dave. Hit our stuff.
There have been many great moments in the long history of WCCO radio. These are not those. The Chad Hartman Show now proudly brings you a top five ridiculous statement as heard on WCCO.
A giant pumpkin drop. That's right. They employ a 100-foot crane to lift pumpkins.
Sounds
in the
fun,
air,
right?
And drop them on the ground. Why do we want to see pumpkins crash on the ground, though? Like, why is that a universal thing? As silly as it is, yeah, I want to watch a giant
Letterman
fall
great,
from the rain.
Right?
Absolutely.
Why do we love that?
We just like seeing things explode. Sure. I also think there's some of us have a little twisted thing in our brain,
yeah,
too. Like, ooh, imagine if that was a human body that fell from that. It would splat like that.
Okay.
To borrow your producer's line, am I wrong?
Okay, what percentage of the public, as they're watching things smash, thinks, God, I wish it was that guy at work, you know, just smashing to the ground.
Not wishing that it were, but more like...
Kind of.
I bet you that's what it's like, when a body hits the ground.
When you see a series of pumpkins smashing to the ground, you're like, that one's Chad. I think he exploded, that pumpkin exploded like a Susie, I think, yeah.
Honestly, do we need to send help for you?
Yes, for a variety of reasons.
I mean, Letterman and all three of us just love, especially NBC Letterman, and smash things brilliantly. Was young Adam Carter, who was getting scared by Nana, do I have it right there?
Yeah.
And also playing football in the backyard by himself?
Mm-hmm.
Is that when you first started thinking, what if that was Nana or that was some of these other kids who won't play with me and their heads were being smashed?
I never had a predictive thing. Like, I'm imagining it was somebody I knew. I just would imagine that, like when a watermelon hit in the ground and it splatters red,
I don't think it's somebody's head.
I've never a body hitting the sidewalk.
Dave, have you ever once thought when something splats in the ground, God, I really wish that.
God, I wish. Stop. You're twisting my words.
Am I really twisting his words? You be objective here.
You are twisting his words.
Not much, am I?
But just, you can leave the words at face value. That we love to imagine instead of a pumpkin, it's a human body.
How is that different than wishing?
I wouldn't say love to imagine. I think you just go there. Your mind goes there like, geez.
What percentage of people?
You give it the old yeesh.
How do I go there and think, hey.
Ooh, I'm glad that wasn't a human body. I can imagine that's what it would be like.
No. If you would have said that, pavement. You'd be in your car right now and we would have kept you around it. What other smashing things do you think human body?
Imagine this guy at a Gallagher show.
Just stop right there. Yes, you can. Gallagher, baby.
He's not with us, right?
No, Gallagher passed.
Gallagher gone.
Sad day.
Gallagher gone. Okay, here's the second part. Starkey, they bring in big stars, right? Starkey has traveled the planet and have truly helped tens of millions of people with hearing. And they have the big gala all over the place. This year, it's going to be at the Armory, and the feature is Elton. Has been helped greatly, and Elton has traveled. And so among the folks attending, Costner. Can we get Costner on?
Make a call. Mm-hmm.
How about Gina Davis? Chris Tucker would be pretty good, right?
Sure.
How about this one? Jimmy Walker. I don't think it's the golfer, Jimmy Walker.
JJ?
It's got to be.
Dynamite?
Dynamite. It's got to be him. Some people from NSYNC. But here's the one for you. Lou Ferrigno. So I want you to tell the Lou Ferrigno. And then as Adam tells this story, because occasionally, I feel like everyone in talk radio has done this bit. Tell me your brush with a celebrity.
Yeah.
Tell me, text away. This, I want you to only text or call your uncomfortable, awkward, or mean-spirited interaction with a celebrity or so-called celebrity, because this is classics. 651-461-9226. Go ahead, remind
me. Costner, by the way, was in here right where I'm standing with Shelby one time.
Really?
Yeah. The entire window was full of CCO Radio's female employees.
Kind of like now? When they were
just staring at you.
Was this like Dancing with Wolves? Was
this
the environment?
I can't remember what the premise or what the topic was that specific.
Is it kind of over for Costner? The way things ended with Yellowstone, and then he put that other thing out that was going to be like a five-part series, and it made like 10 cents?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is Costner done, Dave?
I think Hollywood has kind of said, all right, Kevin, we're good without you.
Yeah, exactly.
So this is, maybe it was because of, no, it was a Comic-Con thing.
That's what it was.
So Lou Ferrigno was in town for Comic-Con, the Hulk, and he was...
Kyle had brought him
in. Cousin Kyle had brought him in.
Can you give us a little cousin?
Lou Ferrigno's here, man.
And we've been fortunate enough where we get celebrities from here from time to time.
Right.
And sometimes you go, like Evander Holyfield was here one time, and I went out and got a picture with the champ, with holding the fists up. That's original.
Did you call him the champ
no,
the entire
I
time?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
So Lou Ferrigno was out there, and people had stopped and getting pictures with Lou Ferrigno. And I was just at the desk, and I said, what the hell? I'll go out there.
Right. Get a picture.
Get a picture with Lou Ferrigno. So I walk out there just as Lou is about to walk out the door. Hey, Lou, how are you? Can I get a shot with you quick? He gave me the wave off. Before he had an assistant with him. Sorry, we got to get going.
We got to go.
So I got the brush off.
Important. You got the daily.
From Lou Ferrigno.
You got the Chuck Daly Lou Ferrigno.
Lou Ferrigno didn't have time for me.
Oh, my God. That's so good.
Because if you want to get brushed off by a celebrity, you want it to be
B
or a C-lister.
Right. I mean, it's Leo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
Margot Robbie, no, you got Lou. Outside of the Hulk, what else has Lou done? Am I missing something else in the IMDb career of Lou Ferrigno?
Like, was he in the early, the Arnold Schwarzenegger videos, the workout videos? Or not in this.
I mean, like the doc?
Bodybuilder.
Pumping Iron?
Yeah, those.
Maybe something like that? The Arnold doc you did watch, right?
Oh, absolutely.
That was great.
Yes.
Okay, so the Guinness, it's not a doc, right? It's a docudrama. Docudrama.
It's based on real characters. I don't know how much of the story is.
And you're liking it.
Very good, yeah.
You're liking it. How about, did you finish The Pit?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, that
fantastic.
Was
fantastic.
So right. good. And then our boy Kieran is into Task,
yeah,
the HBO one.
I've seen the first, I think, four.
Okay.
Yeah.
What
Very
do you think
Mayor
so
of Easttown-y.
Okay.
Yep.
Right. Have you started Dark Horses yet?
Dark Horses. Slow Horses.
Slow Horses. Slow Horses.
We watched
yeah.
the first one. But
Dark
then
Horses.
The,
what am I talking about?
But then we started at the same time as House of Guinness, but we just finished House of Guinness. So
you're back in. And normally the first episode of Slow Horses is kind of slow, and then something at the end sets up the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Did they kind of do that again?
Yes, kind of, but I was kind of meh on the first episode.
Really?
Yep.
God, I don't want that. I was watching a clip of the Ray Seahorn, Vince Gilligan Pluribus. I'm still totally confused what it's about. Early November, but I'm going to watch it.
Yeah.
I'm in for the first season. I'm assuming you're in also?
Absolutely.
Yeah. You're taking your daughter out to lunch?
Yep, going over to pick up the kid at college, and we're going to take her out to lunch.
Nice.
Yep.
Have a great week.
Thank
well,
you, sir.
Well, I'll probably see you tomorrow.
Very good.
Does that mean yes?
You too?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wasn't invited.
Was not invited. Did we mention that on air, that you weren't invited?
Yeah, we talked about it with Susie.
I was
she
joking.
She mocked me.
I was joking. Yeah. You okay?
Not really.
Not really. Do you want to bring him?
You want to go?
I'm not a plus one.
Yeah. You're the one?
Nobody's plus one.
My name is on the invite. All right? I don't plus one.
So if I just bring you as my, say, Michelle, you're out and bring you, you're not going to be that person?
No, I'm not going to be that person.
Excuse me. La-di-da. All right, have some fun. I'm going to have, I want you to text me again or call. Kelly's on hold right now. An awkward, uncomfortable encounter with a celebrity. Or do you also imagine when something falls to the ground, do you imagine that's a human body? Because I don't think there's another person who isn't incarcerated right now who thinks that way. You, Dave?
They might be on their way to incarceration.
Yes, yes.
Awaiting trial, perhaps.
Or awaiting significant therapy. Little Stretch Lab?
Yes.
Let's go Stretch Lab. How about this weekend? Weekend looks pretty good. At first, they were talking about maybe some rain on Sunday. Now it looks pretty darn good. So how about getting out there with some physical activity? But to add to your physical activity, first, don't stop stretching at home. We all need to stretch. We all need to move our body. But also, you can have people help you. Okay? We go to doctors. We go to various people who rely on their expertise to help us out and get us in a better position. Go to Stretch Lab. They have trained professionals there who are going to help you out and sign up for the first 50-minute encounter. They have technology there that's going to evaluate you. They have folks who have been trained for a long time. They're going to speak with you. And I've been going for 6 years, and I've recommended it to dozens of friends. A lot of people have sent me info here, a text or an email to me saying they've loved their visits at Stretch Lab. Get it done right now. Track them down. StretchLab.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Among the techs, saw Puckett at the Nankin years ago. Mac's wife walked to his table to ask for an autograph. She put down a napkin. He did a sign. He did sign it, but didn't look up. I don't blame him at all. Yeah. Where do we stand on that, Dave? Where you see somebody at Note, and they're out to dinner with their family. Dave Harrigan's protocol of interrupting, hoping to get maybe a hello, a little story, and also an autograph. Where do you stand on that? Okay or not okay?
Personally, I'm not. I would find it very uncomfortable. Like a couple months ago, Ric Flair was in here.
Yeah.
And every male employed at WCCO Radio in Odyssey, Minneapolis, found their way into the building that day.
Yeah.
And was just
normally they're
around.
Here once every few weeks. Yeah. Let's just be honest.
Where's Rick? Woo!
That's a side issue.
And I mean, you could go in, you know, he was, as far as I could tell, taking pictures, but I was here at the time, finishing up stuff at the store. I don't want to do that. So, I mean, certainly then even with a guy and a gal and his family or, you know.
I'm out. I'm absolutely out. Also, where do you stand on if it's their signature thing and you go up and say, do your thing. You know, like how many times if you see Ric Flair out and you happen to go, woo, mm-hmm. or Space Mountain, are you that guy? Because I never, ever would be that guy.
Mr. President, tell me I'm fired.
Yeah. Do the dance. You know, no. Let's bring in former producer of the show, a man who travels the world on a regular basis and shockingly is in Minnesota. It is Brendan Kieran. How are you?
Chadley, how are you, sir?
I'm great. How are you doing about your Cubs?
The spot on the bandwagon never got cold.
Yeah.
I never left.
Okay. You're such a fraud. The other day I'm texting with this guy about the game, right? And he and his smart, intelligent wife, Sarah, who is with him for reasons that make no sense to any of us. Okay. I mean, she's successful. Okay. She's beautiful. She's a great mom. And she's with this guy. And they're watching a TV show when his devoted Cubs are in the playoffs. He's like, we have no chance. I'm thinking ahead to spring training. So then last night he starts texting me when they have the lead. How about my Cubbies? Okay. Get out of here.
Never a doubt. We're a first-inning team, Chad.
Yes, you are.
You know, my problems are that we took Craig Counsell and paid him like Tom Kelly. That's a reference for CCO listeners.
Wow.
And the Brewers are continuously better than us, but that's all right.
Yeah, exactly.
We move on.
What do you got? I mean, you could call in any time, but what do you have for us?
Well, I was going to call the hotline, but I've heard from friends of mine in the business it's not cool to call the hotline if you don't work there anymore. So I figured I should call call-in line.
No, you are allowed to call this hotline whenever you want. Which person is this who said?
I love it.
Yeah.
I'll text you off here.
Okay.
I'll text you off here.
Hold on. Can Dave and I guess? Dave, you guess first.
I'd rather not.
I'm going Sheely.
All right. That Papa Bear? By the way, Carter is a pretty good Papa Bear impersonation.
Yeah.
But that's why I call.
Yeah.
All right.
Tex wants to know if this is Tony Siragusa on the radio right now.
The goose is back. I have not lost the socks that are in my mouth. That's why I work in marketing and not in radio, guys. So I'm driving to pick up my wonderful wife who's getting an oil change on the car.
Yep.
I turn on my favorite noon to three program.
Common.
And you guys are talking. Oh my gosh, this isn't Common?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I thought we were supposed to meet at Presswood for tea time. I'm sorry. My bad.
Right.
My bad. So Carter's talking about the Lou Ferrigno situation. Do you happen to remember what my job was before or after I left?
Oh, yeah. I do.
Your show?
Yeah.
Right?
Our mutual friend, Teresa.
Yeah. And I was doing PR for the Comic-Con.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
So now, I wasn't the guy in the elevator, but I had my Lou Ferrigno story with, I had to follow Lou Ferrigno and Michael Rooker around Target Field as they threw out the ceremonial first pitch as their media handler. So it's not the media handler that brushed off Carter. I'm realizing this now. But I spent an entire Twins game searching for protein sources for Lou Ferrigno because he would not eat anything other than just protein. So at one point, I end up bringing him what basically resulted in a giant bowl of cold-cut meats that he would eat. And I had to search the entire, what do we call it now, Thrivent Club?
Yes.
I had to search the entire thing.
How much did you enjoy that on a scale of 0 to 10? Where was your enjoyment on that one?
I'd put that at about a 0.5, you know, because they led me to have a cool story to call in and talk to you about.
Exactly.
And I got an autographed baseball with Michael Rooker and Lou Ferrigno, which I then gave my child, and he lost it. So,
okay. Yeah. Why am I forgetting who is Michael Rooker?
Oh, so he had like he was like big in what was the movie with Sly Stallone with the was a cliffhanger? Was that the movie? Like he was in that, and then he kind of went down, and now he's back in like Guardians of the Galaxy. He's the guy who like blows like the
okay.
The, like,
I think I know.
Around.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think
he's
I got
a career resurgence. So now I'm like, where's that baseball, man? Could have been worth a couple.
Could have been worth I don't know, $1.50. Was that about the estimate we're guessing?
Should be.
All right, brother. I'll reach out soon.
All right, I appreciate it. See you later.
Brendan Kieran. Kelly, go ahead. You're next on CCO. Awkward encounters with celebrities. What do you have?
Well, I have a quick thing about Lou Ferrigno. We saw him at Comic-Con as well. And there's nobody at his table. And he looked really sad. A really big, bad man looking very sad.
Yeah.
So there was nobody at his table that wanted to talk to him. But I have an uncomfortable one.
Okay.
We went to Crypticon many years ago, and it was our very first. My son is a celebrity whisperer. Everybody loves him. They're so kind to him. But we went to Crypticon, which was very, very small at that time. And I walked into a room, and here were two handlers helping this very elderly man shuffle to his table. He sat down. He got a pen out of his pocket. It was Billy D. Williams.
Oh, wow.
And he was, hardly anybody even knew who it was. He
really?
Was at the very, very end of his career. I was just stunned to see him sitting there at a little Formica table. It was just, so I never went over to him or anything.
Yeah, that's tough.
It was really hard, but those things, those cons are just brutal for those people. So
yeah.
I do feel, but I think the worst one that was ever was Gilbert Gottfried. He was just a jerk.
Thank you, Kelly. I appreciate it. I think a texter nails it too. Lou gets around, and Lou Ferrigno is willing to appear.
No kidding.
It is kind of sad. I mean, Billy D. Williams was the bleep for a long time, right?
Yes.
You know what? It probably ruined it for him when he did that stupid Star Wars thing. When he went on the most overrated piece of entertainment ever, that probably ruined his career.
Billy Guerin wants to fight you right now.
Yeah, he does. Well, 5-0. Should we get to Mike real quick?
Yeah, grab Mike quick.
Okay. Mike, what's going on?
Hey, it's about circa 1980, Iggy Pop at First Avenue.
Oh.
I see that. You know, you're not supposed to have cameras. They got a sign. I'm like, whatever. It's under my jacket. And I'm clicking away. He catches me. I got a shot of him staring right down the barrel just before he screamed, F you, slammed the microphone down, jumped off the stage.
What?
And started swinging at me. Just swinging.
Oh, my God. Oh, jeez.
The thing is, the crowd thought he was just doing a stage dive. So they held him up off the floor. He was desperately trying to get his feet on the floor and swinging at me as I'm backing away going click, click. And they pushed him back up onto the stage.
He was so frustrated. My God, that's tremendous.
And a few minutes later, I get a tap on the shoulder. The big security guard is like, you got credentials for that camera? I was like, no, come with me. And all the way back to the back, I was just in my mind. I had a 1940s movie in my head. Like, they're going to take me in the back, beat me up, rip the film out of my camera. He just gets to the coat check and he goes,
You got to leave it with her.
Yeah, got it.
So I got to keep the film and everything.
That's perfect.
Like, oh my God.
That's perfect. Mike, we got to go. That's
good time.
An awkward encounter for sure. Major Garrett in seconds.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.